Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. No claim to fame spoilers, please. I did not watch last night, AB. No claim to fame spoilers.
I've heard nothing but good things about claim to fame. I'll tell you that.
Me too.
People begging for recaps. Begging.
Yeah, Frankie Valli. We have a terrific mailbag.
What, Braden related?
High quality responses to the Braden question.
I was thinking about what my question would be this week, and I thought I might just ask Braden again.
How about now?
So how about now? What do you guys think?
I don't hate that
Braden?
At all. I'm very curious to know.
I just want to know what everyone thinks about Braden week to week. Braden temperature check. Where are you sitting?
You're asking me
at
right now?
At the tippy top, I assume.
Well, you'll have to find out. I have an opinion.
I have an opinion too.
On Braden.
I do too.
Any other intro stuff?
I can't wait for that mailbag. Wow.
It's good. It's just quality. I was reading them. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good perspective. Well,
let's get into this then.
Episode 3, 14 guys left. I am a fan of the what seems to be an expedited elimination calendar.
Are we going to have, do you think it's going to be a shorter season? Do we know the schedule?
Well, I hope not. It seems like, did they not leave the mansion an episode earlier than normal? Did I make that up?
It seems early.
Seems like they just skipped a week almost.
It seems like they're low on people, and then they also still got rid of three this week.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of people.
I like it. However.
I do too.
This cast might be too good for every week, like two people leave that
I like. We just got rid of, yeah.
Like.
I can't believe the people that left this week.
I was stunned. We begin the episode revisiting the drama from the group date. Braden didn't like the group date activity. The kiss, longest kiss.
The one that he wasn't on.
The longest kiss act on stage. He even went so far as to say he doubted Charity's character, which he said last episode that we didn't drill down on. He said to Charity during their one-on-one talk about it. And they have some like hidden camera type footage here. My thoughts on that statement at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Is that a bridge too far to say you doubted the lead's character for participating in an unseemly group date?
You don't want to answer that right now?
No, I don't.
Is it unseemly?
We'll find out.
Okay.
we'll find out.
Okay.
Well, yeah, when I said unseemly, I meant that's from the perspective of Braden, he seemed to think it was unseemly.
Sure.
Charity enters the room and announces they are leaving Bachelor Mansion for San Diego. More specifically, Oceanside, California, thanks to the Chamber of Commerce at Oceanside and the city council there.
You're selling her short. She did a little whole,
yeah,
kind of pranked the guys a little bit. I can't do this anymore. And she held it for a little while. Perfect.
I was wondering if she sent a Braden home.
I didn't know what was going on. She got me too. She held that serious tone for a long time. Very impressive. I don't like how you just breeze past that from Charity.
Well, I'm trying
Charity
to get to the mailbag. I'm going to fly through every season to get to every
just keep
segment.
An eye on that. Prank chops. Prank chops. Keep an eye on that.
The one-on-one date card amidst all the controversy is for Braden.
Yeah, stunning. This is like 4 hours since they we're teasing that Braden might be going home because he got the last rose, but then he gets the next day special date.
He kind of got in trouble with the lead almost.
Yeah.
Talked about it. She was so pleased with how that conversation went that he gets the next one-on-one, and she was very happy to give it to him.
She's very happy. It was almost as if you didn't remember what happened last week, you would have no idea that he was in trouble. He was supposed to be in trouble.
The daytime portion of his one-on-one date, not just a convertible, but a helicopter as well.
This is, you know what this is, Rim, just to go back. You know what this is? It just hit me in the moment. It's when you have something planned with your kids, exciting that you're excited about, and then they do something shitty and get in trouble, but you don't want to cancel a thing that you're also already excited about.
Yeah.
So then you just go along with it and act like they aren't in trouble. That's what happened here. I had this date planned for Braden's hometown, a special date. I'm just going to forget about what happened.
We're not canceling the flights.
No, we're not going to cancel that. We're just going to move forward.
You don't deserve this right now, but
no, it's all booked. No, but it'll be an experience for you. I don't want you to miss out on it, Braden.
And it's his hometown. This was written in stone this day. This was happening regardless.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Braden on the drive and on the helicopter summary, the fact that Braden considered leaving gave Charity a bit of a pit in her stomach, not just because she likes him, but maybe he's not ready to commit.
Did you think there's any chance at this point before the date that he would be going home? Because Charity said he needs to be willing to fight for me and needs to figure it out or he'll be going home. I thought that was just not in the cards.
Charity talked a big game talking. This whole episode
that's
about
what
sending
I'm saying.
Him home.
I think she's talking a big game. Did you see any chance of him going home?
Yes.
Pre-date?
Yes. And here's why. I have not been watching any of the previews.
Well, me neither.
And I thought to myself, well, I haven't seen him on any of the previews. And then I remembered.
Oh, you
haven't
seen
been
the
watching.
Previews. You
so
haven't seen anybody.
I haven't seen anybody in the previews. So I thought, man, maybe he does go home. The helicopter does what is now a ceremonial buzz by the Bachelor Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
I like the traffic scene with the guys in the bus.
So they're taking the helicopter to San Diego to set the scene. The boys have to ride in a bus / big van or something. I don't know what they were in there. Yeah. They didn't call it a bus, but and then they got stuck in traffic apparently for a little bit.
Xavier was knitting a garment of some sort, which I thought was smart of him because if you're going to present that to her later, you do this publicly now so that footage gets played as well. Not the color I would have chosen. It was like gray.
You know, I have some Xavier knitting commentary that I'd like to save for later when he
Good.
Gives her.
Wow, what a tease.
When he
I'm
gives it to her.
Very excited about that. Yeah.
I have some stuff to say about it.
I just don't think the color. I mean, Charity is bright, synthetic leather, flashy jackets. Mm-hmm. This look like, you know, if you're lost in the tundra and simply need warmth and are not concerned with style, this would be the scarf.
I have some things to say about Xavier.
Okay. They don't sound good. I'm a little worried. We are reminded or told for the first time that Braden is from the San Diego area.
Yeah, I didn't remember this.
It doesn't shock me at all. Just eyeballing him. Looks like
a San Diego guy. Yeah, that's a San Diego guy, period.
They land not in, but nearby Petco Park, where the San Diego Padres play.
It's awesome.
They made a big deal about, we're going to land like in center field, and then they didn't. I don't know what that lead-up was.
Know
they
what
landed
that was
like
either.
Three blocks away. I couldn't see the park at all.
He was all excited, too. He's like, we're actually doing
we're
it, and then
in.
They didn't do it.
Yeah, they went to a nearby landing zone.
You think you're going to tear up this grass? Hell no.
In the ballpark, the Padres PR team must have been confused. This was not the finale. It's not Mr. and Mrs. Lawson proposal in center field, as the jerseys indicated.
I thought there were a few mishaps from San Diego Petco Park social media team or whoever does whatever.
Well, story
whoever's
their
in charge of all
well.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did the Mr. and Mrs. Lawson thing. I'm okay with that. I thought the Jumbotron could have been done better. The video board person must not have been there. they couldn't get a custom design. It was just black background with like Times New Roman font.
Not even. Big font. Simple Arial. Bold.
Was that just Arial?
Perhaps.
Bold Arial?
Maybe in Calibri.
We can't get anything other than a black background for the Bachelorette showing up. Some roses, maybe at least a red, something.
Yeah.
Can't just, what are we doing here? No pictures?
Quit beating around the
bush.
Do you
not have picture capabilities? It was pathetic.
Well, they do have pictures.
Of course they do.
Because that's what the fireworks were. On the nighttime portion, the fireworks were on the video board.
Yeah,
well, it's stunned silence.
I mean, I love the date, but there were some little touches they could have added that would have made it a, you know, an A plus date instead of just an A minus.
I would have liked Brayden being from San Diego. I get this was all bought and paid for, but you could have had some time where he, you know, I can show you around.
Yeah.
You know, walk around town in the
that makes it
close
that'd
vicinity.
Be almost
this
unfair,
was all
though.
On the field. Yeah, it is, but I don't mind.
I got no problem with spending a whole day in an empty ballpark doing awesome
stuff.
Yeah,
I suppose me neither.
No problem with that. You won't find me hating on that.
Awesome stuff, including Charity getting bocked in the noggin by a missed ball. I'm surprised there was not a bigger welt there.
Yeah, she really got hit there. Brayden was telling a story about how he got hit in the face as a kid, and then they're playing catch. Charity can't catch very well. Brayden, big mistake, goes too high. You don't go high when someone can't catch. That opens up the face. You keep it neck below. Everyone knows that. If someone can't catch, you don't throw a baseball high enough to hit them in the face.
That's good. That's a dad tip.
Okay. He did a big loopy throw. It's like 5 feet above her head, came down, hit her in the face. Can't catch.
Charity's under the impression that Brayden considered leaving, quote, because of how foreign this all is. And I just wrote immediately, he did not consider leaving.
Mm-mm.
And that is not why he faked considering leaving.
You're all wrong.
But a lot of great things to do in Oceanside, California, including stay at the Seabird Resort, a Hyatt destination. Anything on this segment?
I don't think so.
The guys are getting along wonderfully.
Boys having fun. They just got off the bus. One thing, they have collectively turned on Brayden. I noted that here. They have all collectively people that I had not seen before. It
Very
has become
upset with
the thing. Now everyone is upset with Brayden.
Back on the date, a lot of kissing going on for a daytime portion, AB.
These two are crushing.
But there's an issue. So there are guys in the house, AB.
Mm-hmm.
They are crushing on her as well. How can he navigate these simultaneous crushes? Something they discuss, once again, his willingness to stand by while other relationships form. What did you make of this, AB? Did they smooth this out in your eyes?
In this moment, I thought, yeah, he did they had moved past this, in what I thought, at least.
Why do you think he is softly non-committal about staying for the duration? I think it's because he, you know, it's not right. He just wants some attention.
You think it's attention?
Or do you think he's sincere? He really is.
It's either one of three things. He's either sincere, he wants attention, or people like him, they like having outs, and they like having those outs planned. He's giving himself an out, so in case he does get sent home, I didn't even want to be here anyways.
He does like
the situation. That's the third one. I don't know where he sits here, but it might be that.
You say that, and then she goes, you know, I'm more interested in Aaron B or whoever. He goes, well, you know what? I'm out of here anyway.
I already have the bus out back. Like, I wasn't going to be. I have something planned. I have something planned in the city for later anyways. I'm not concerned about
this. My friends are outside. Yeah, I like that. But if you want to get married, you know, he'll see that. He'll follow you down that path, too. We'll do whatever. Brayden will do whatever.
A guy like Brayden just likes having different options so he doesn't look bad.
Yeah. Okay? It's very extremely
likes
true.
To be in, he likes to control the narrative.
Mm-hmm. But in a fun way. In a way that doesn't bother me whatsoever. Back at the house.
No, I like what he's doing.
Back at the house. Group date card. Joey, Aaron B, Michael, James, Caleb, Aaron S., Sean, Xavier, Tanner, Adrian, Dotton, and John. Can you feel the love tonight? K-E-N. Which means Warwick gets the one-on-one.
Genuine confusion at how Warwick got this date card. This is when I started to realize I had no... Before today, I had no idea that Warwick was in trouble. But as soon as those guys started talking, they're openly talking around him. Like, hey, I just can't really figure out what she's thinking here is what one of them said basically to the group. I can't figure out why she'd take Warwick on a date is what one of them was said. And they all agreed.
Not that confusing, fellas. A little something called being hot. All right. Maybe some of you don't understand. All right. Look at the guy. Ooh, what does she want to go on a date with him? I don't know. Have you looked him in the face?
He's got a great face. Serious? There's no denying that.
I love you, Ernest, but I mean, be serious, you know?
It's Warwick.
It's Warwick. He looks like a movie star. So yeah, he does not talk.
Wanting to explore the hottest guy in the house.
Maybe she doesn't want to hear you guys talk. No, maybe she's not interested in your ramblings and goings on in life. Maybe she likes hot guys. She's testing out the hot guys first. She'll get to the personality guys later.
Good point.
Braden one-on-one day nighttime. Nighttime Braden.
Did they spend all day here and then change in the locker rooms?
Yeah, I guess
they
went to the.
What's going on here? All Braden of a sudden they're walking out in different clothes.
In a trough in between this.
But they're coming down from different angles of the stadium.
Yeah. They went to the locker rooms. Amy.
Like some more information. They went to the concourse.
It's nighttime, Braden. Night moves. No glasses. Hair slicked back. Moves. Muted earrings. They're still gold, but like not shiny gold. They probably hasn't had them polished recently. Yeah. He polishes his earrings, obviously.
Of course.
Probably a pinky ring out of view. My favorite way to consume a meal is with three or more baseballs on the table. So you can pick one up. Curveball grip. Show them.
Grips.
You
change your grips.
Yeah. Show off your grip. Knuckleball.
There's nothing better. There's Circle no change. Better stress reliever than just having a baseball that you change grips. You mess with your grips.
Yeah.
Takes your mind off things. Mm-hmm. Circle change.
And then you just name pitches.
Messing with your arm angles.
I used to submarine it. Charity brings up Braden's thoughts of leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And here we learn, maybe, I don't know if he told us this before, but Braden's been cheated on. And he analogizes that history of being cheated on to coming on this dating show, where the lead juggles multiple connections. Quote, coming on the show, he's walking back into that trauma. Now, love Braden. This seems like a stretch. This seems like a huge stretch to compare being cheated on to this known structure of the dating show. What do you think, AB?
It seems like a stretch. But in the moment, as a Braden apologist, mm-hmm. I was nodding my head to him. Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I feel
yes.
for you, Braden.
Wow, that must be difficult for you.
It seems very hard for you then. Rem, quick question. Do you think Braden's ever cheated on someone? Just off.
I don't want to. I refuse just to answer that question.
Just real quick.
I refuse. I plead the fifth, okay. I mean, which is essentially my answer.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. There, listen, you know, maybe not everything's been defined. You know, come on. Options. You said yourself he's an options guy.
I'm just saying he conveniently left out that the person he's talking about cheated on him. He cheated on first. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. Oh. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you said that like very matter-of-factly. I don't know for sure. I believe him. Okay. Listen, just because he's got good style doesn't mean he
that's true.
Cheats
that is
on
true.
You.
The better
that's,
your
that's
style.
That's a judgment you're making.
The better your. That's not fair of me. That really
flashier,
is not fair.
Not the better.
The flashier and better dress and more electric style you
and
have.
And eclectic, in fact.
Exactly. The more I think the graph goes up, it just goes up. So you got style, electricity, and it keeps going up. Also,
what are the axes? What are the axes?
Axes, you got style, electricity, and then on the bottom, you got okay. How much chance that you've cheated percent-wise.
Oh, yes, I love that.
So the higher, if you get to 100% electricity, you're also at 100% you've cheated on someone. Yeah. That's in my mind.
In fact, you're probably at 100% cheating. the possibility of likelihood of cheating reaches 100 well before 100%.
Well before 100%.
It's
but that's
a
not
line
fair.
At the top of the graph.
I'm telling you that's not fair. That's just in my head. That's not fair.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm thinking of when he was saying, you know, he's been cheated on before. I'm rolling my eyes a little bit. I'm thinking, well, obviously you've cheated on people too. And that's not fair of me. No. That's not fair to have those thoughts.
I agree that it's not fair. Off the record, I agree with your original feeling. I tend to agree with that also. Off the record. That doesn't count for the podcast.
It's not fair what I'm doing.
No. Genius move with the baseball, though. For the record, Braden says he's...
Love this.
He's going to keep trying, even though he's not... He can't promise to follow through, whatever, whatever. The baseball note
he's
was
he's
going to
try
brilliant.
His hardest and push forward. Pulls out the ball. Writes a note on it.
Good
he's
handwriting.
He's got the Sharpie, too. Yeah. Great handwriting.
Well, it's not his first autograph.
No. And it won't be his last.
No. Okay. No, it won't. Not when I run into him.
I can picture Braden at some point in his life getting off a tour bus. I don't know what he's doing, but he will be swarmed by people begging for his autograph.
Yeah, we might be going too far, but yeah.
he kind of topsy-turvied everything. He gave you his version of a rose.
Amazing.
Here's your rose, Charity. I choose you, actually.
And this one won't die. This will last forever, in fact.
You're going to keep this on your nightstand.
Both of them will keep these balls forever.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote one to him.
I know. It's great.
Aaron B. is a distant memory.
Who cares about Aaron B. right now?
Not me. And certainly not Charity.
Certainly
no disrespect to the man
Charity.
Himself, but as the game is being played.
Which kind of gives you some insight into why Aaron B. possibly did what he did later.
Perhaps one could make the connection. Charity offers Braden the rose. He accepts. They kiss. It's a good kiss. Mm-hmm. Listen, good for Braden. Making out with the Bachelorette in center field at Petco
awesome.
Park, where he has seen many a game
mm-hmm.
and had many a beer, I assume, and probably had like a Ferris Bueller situation where he had multiple dates there at the same time. No, Zach, this is a Zach Morris situation where he probably had dates on either
Zach
one,
Morris.
And he had to go back and forth.
Back and forth. Hilarity ensued.
Yeah. Anything else on that date? Perfect date.
I don't think so. Perfect date. I thought it was a great
date. Perfect date. Group date, daytime. In sunny Oceanside, California, where you can see the Barbie movie in theaters beginning July 21st. Yes, AB.
I'm very interested in the Barbie movie, for one. But number two, I wanted to ask you, do you think the NXT guy or NXT brother is going to get a date if you were to say right now? You don't think so?
No, he hasn't gotten it. He's gotten almost nothing. This singing here was the most he got.
Unfortunately, I think I agree.
Yeah. I'm sad about that, but that's the
price you pay. I am too. I just don't see it in the cards for him.
No, me neither.
I don't see it in the
cards. In fact, at the nighttime portion of this, he wore the last chance jacket.
He brought out the big guns.
I have to wear this jacket, otherwise I might not ever wear it. You know.
Yeah, I hear you.
In the new Barbie movie, in theaters July 21st, there are many Kens vying for Barbie's heart. In the film, he writes a love song. They have to write a love song to the tune of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. They get some prop costumes.
Prop Ken costumes.
Prop
They're
Ken
all
costumes. Sure.
Yeah. We
some
have a bad
Kens,
boy Ken,
some of the
a cowboy
Kens were
Ken.
Concocted, I think. I don't know if all the
birthday
Kens were.
Suit Ken. Well, yeah, of course. You had classic Ken. You had astronaut Ken. You had double jean jacket Ken. Denim Ken. Mm-hmm.
Double denim, yeah.
Double denim Ken or whatever. Writing songs. This was fun. I thought this was fun.
I would have liked a couple, you know, it'd be nice if they had more than one voice. Not a high quality bunch of singers.
Oh, you mean the voices of
the voices
of the guys. The voices were so bad. It's almost like, are you guys even trying?
Is this a joke?
I've never heard this many bad voices altogether.
Well, they all would have gotten through to Hollywood on the new American Idol, I'll tell you that. Dotton's up first.
You want to talk about shows falling off.
It's American Idol.
An absolute cliff.
And you know the winner who sang the national anthem at the Home Run Derby last night, actually. Terrific.
The winner of this American last most recent American Idol.
Yeah. Terrific. However, if you turn into American Idol, you're going to see an average singer have their dreams come true. It's just what you're going to see. gotten up first. He was pretty good. Xavier Michael, Aaron S., James, John, part of a montage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Aaron B. had a lyric about naming their sons. Do I think Aaron B. is too serious? Stay tuned for my power rankings. But yeah, I do. Slow down. It's all too serious.
Well, he's old. He's one of the older guys. Kind of older.
Is he 28?
He's not in his 30s yet. Never mind. No, okay. He's 29. No, he's not. There's a lot of late 20s people here.
Anything on the performances prior to Sean?
Caleb. Caleb can sing. Didn't know. Yeah. Makes me love him even more. Wouldn't have minded more of Caleb's performance, to be honest.
I agree.
And I wrote here, I'm starting to wonder if Charity sees what we see in Caleb. He's out here performing at every single date. The best one on every date, and he never wins it.
You could say he's dominated both group dates thus far.
He's dominated. Nobody else could carry a tune. And he was belting it out.
He's Grant Hill in terms of athleticism and musical talent. Yeah.
And he hasn't won a date.
Not even in the summary, not even the post-date summary.
I'm far past concerned at this point.
I'm not concerned. It's over.
He's
dead
in the
water. There's no hope. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no hope.
It's over.
And that's unfortunate. We have a wrestler who's great at dodgeball, who can also sing.
Yeah.
And he seems to...
by the wayside.
Not be able to really get screen time, even when he's dominating events. Like, he barely gets screen time.
And from what I'm seeing from Charity, how she's feeling about these guys she's connecting with...
yeah.
Others have no chance of breaking into that top four.
I agree. It's really unfortunate.
Sean got a push this episode.
Big push.
He wants to win the competition and show Charity, I'm more than just a pretty face. And he ends up winning the competition because he has a pretty body. I think that's pretty much what occurred. That's what this...
how the winner was chosen. Double Denim Ken had Charity flustered by his looks. That's it. That's all there is to it.
That was it.
Because his performance sucked.
Performance was bad. It was bad. So she chooses Sean to win. They don't get a, you know, he's not that important. He's not Joey. He doesn't get a one-on-one.
He's not
going
to whole date.
Go kiss while the sun goes down.
They go to the pier. They kiss while the sun's going down. Double Denim Ken says he hasn't felt this way in a long time. And they make out to the sunset on the pier.
I'm going to miss Aaron S. Oh, yeah. Sean can take you shopping.
Aaron S. had one of the all-time quotes snuck in there.
You ever change a tire? Did you do his own taxes? Huh? Has Sean gutted a fish? Has he filled a wheelbarrow? How many times has Sean poured concrete? None. Does he clip his own fingernails? Probably not. I use my teeth. This is Sean still. This is Aaron still.
This man, Aaron, this is what he actually said. He goes, you want a pretty boy? Go after Sean. You look at me, I'm a fucking man.
Grizzled.
He'll take you shopping, country clubs, wine and dine. It was like, okay, hold up. That sounds awesome.
sounds great. But what about when there's a flat tire, AB?
If you want a real life man who knows how to camp, fish, hunt, water ski... and wakeboard. I don't think we needed the water ski and the wakeboard. That was a weird addition to what
cool
he was
skills.
Saying.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other.
No, he said two things, water ski and wakeboarding. Added to his list. He said, yeah, hit me up if those are the things you're looking for.
Hit him up. Ladies,
so your
if
options,
you're out there,
Rim.
You don't like a man
clear.
Who uses lotion? Pick Aaron S.
So your options here are someone that'll take you shopping to the country club and then wine and dine you, or you can go camping and watch Aaron ride his wakeboard. Which are you interested
I'll teach
in?
You. I'll teach you how to do it. And then, yeah, you got to go. You have to catch dinner for the
night.
You
have to catch dinner and eat it. Or you can be wined and dined and get taken shopping into the awesome country club. You decide.
Where does Charity fit? Where does Charity fit in those two, that dichotomy? I think it's the Sean side.
I agree.
Let's take a quick break.
Hold up. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Group date, nighttime. The little kind of sidebar, John is showing some bachelor poise and speechability and small group leadership. Keep an eye on John for that.
I have my eye on John. I don't think I go that far yet, but I have my eye on him.
This is a trait he has. That is one trait that makes a good bachelor. Mm-hmm. Or a bad bachelor, actually. Good bachelors can't do those things. Peter.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Mm-hmm. Sean returns to the group. He's singing the song. That upsets some people.
Yeah, I mean, you got to read the room. You don't come in singing that song, obviously. What are you gaining from that?
I think he thought it would be a
hit. Do you think he was going to bring the house down? Do you think he was going to bring the house down with that?
That's the big, the winner. Yeah. It was standing on? No. Not Aaron S.
No, fuck you, buddy. When you win something on a show like this, you sneak back in. Like, mm-hmm. I would have slid in. They wouldn't even know I'm there.
Yeah.
I've been here 10 minutes. You didn't even notice. I snuck back in. You don't want to draw attention to yourself after you just got something.
Aaron is not into this, Aaron S., and I don't blame him. This group date seemed like the first time he has been starkly confronted with his mortality. He woke up that morning, and if he's anything like me, he took ibuprofen before making his coffee just to get through the day. A rickety old man. And he sees these young stallions dressing
stallions.
Nicely. You know,
these guys are stallions.
Have country club memberships with unbelievable hair and singing ability.
Aaron
and they make out charity all day while you sit grouching in the corner. Yeah, I'd be pissed too. I'd hate his ass. I wouldn't like any of this.
You're right.
Oh, here
that's
comes
exactly
Sean singing
what this
a song.
Is. This is a crotchety
old man. Did you even have
man.
To stretch this morning, Sean? That's what I'd say. Did you even stretch?
That man is hurt.
Yeah,
and
in
his feelings. Bitter about what's going on around him.
Yeah. And I don't blame him.
No, you can't blame the guy.
Prancing
you can't
around.
Blame him. He sees himself. This was him.
Yeah,
10 years ago.
This was me.
I used to be able to do this. I used to do backflips.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I used to
On the wakeboard.
On the wakeboard, I used to do backflips. Okay? No, that's not me.
Charity arrives and Sean steals her first. Suddenly, enemy number one, Sean.
Heel move. Heel turn. He can't.
This came out of nowhere.
You can't think this is going to go over well, so he just doesn't care.
You know, Sean has had a lot of to-the-camera time all three episodes, and it's always been like, boy, Brayden's really monopolizing time and maybe not here for the right. I just want to show Charity how great it, you know, that kind of thing. It was mm-hmm. all like face stuff. And then he wins this competition. He's like, boys, taking her out.
The big dog's here.
Beat it, losers. Yeah. Quick make out, quick return. Upset some no-names. The tensions are running high now.
One guy says, I haven't talked to her since last Tuesday. And you just basically had a one-on-one with her.
Yeah.
Upset. Guys are upset right now. People I don't know.
That's literally what I call them. One guy seems to think he's going home.
And he's probably right.
One guy who's not focused on all that tension is John. He gets some one-on-one time with Charity. Oh, yeah. Good strategy. Focus on the lead.
This is the old, you play the whole, hey, you don't need to worry about me. I'll be here for you. I know my time will come. I'm not concerned. Okay? I'm just here in the moment, which is a great spot. Great place to be overall. While all this other stuff is going on, even when she has bad, when she had bad stuff happens, she'll think, wow, I don't need to worry about John. He's here.
He's a respite from the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
John, Royal Rumble, outside of the ring, playing dead. Pretending he's been eliminated.
Pretending he's been eliminated.
He's going to sneak back in with a few guys left.
Once there's two guys left, John's rolls here? In. Yeah. Wait, John's still here?
Full energy? He's got signature moves and finishers available? Yeah, this is John. Don't worry. I love this move as well. If you're not getting attention, just give him the comforting, I'll be around.
Yeah.
With me, you can take a break from the nonsense.
You don't need to worry about me. Mm-hmm. Don't.
Michael had some one-on-one time. This was a couple one-on-one times in a row that were good, but not extended.
Yeah, Michael seemed to have a good conversation with her, talking about growing up in his family or something. I don't know.
She says he doesn't put a lot of pressure on their conversation, so that's good. Tanner one-on-one time. They both are goofy and fun with maybe some career connections. Maybe
I don't remember anything about Tanner, to be honest with you. I didn't know who this was.
Nice part in his hair.
What's good he
guy.
About?
Rock solid guy.
Do we know anything about Tanner?
I just told
you. Do we care about Tanner?
I think he's fine. I don't know. Okay. I'll tell you who I do care about, and that's Dotton.
I care deeply about Dotton, in fact. Now, I will say.
Yeah.
Dotton screams of guy
heartbreak.
Who falls in love hard for charity. Mm-hmm. She eventually slides in her mind him over to the friend zone.
Yeah, maybe.
And she doesn't end up with him, and it ends in heartbreak for one of our favorites. That's how
how that's going to play out, yes. And it's going to be crushing.
It's going to be crushing because he's going to fall, and he's going to fall fast, and we're going to like him. And we're going to talk ourselves, we're going to like him so much, we're going to talk ourselves into it. Charity might like him like we like him.
Yeah, probably.
It's going to
hurt. Like we said, from the moment we saw him in his intro package, mm-hmm. he is actually, if you believe him, which I do, he is actually here for charity.
Agreed.
The only person that distinction has been made about.
He's saying things, and she said it, he's saying things no one's ever said to me. He said, you're my ideal woman. And that's a huge deal. You could tell he meant it. Mm-hmm. He means it.
Well, he definitely idealized her in his mind watching the 2 minutes on TV every week she was mm-hmm. on.
He's smitten.
We should mention that Charity, for their one-on-one time, said she had a surprise for him. And the surprise was not a gift. It was not a knitted scarf. It was time in her room.
And it seemed to mean a lot to him, too.
Oh, he could barely show his face. He was so taken by this. Regarding the conversation, in previous relationships, Dotton felt like he was the one who was learned from, but he wants to learn from other people. He's a curious man, a learner,
mm-hmm.
and a lover, a doer. Dotton. If you don't like Dotton, you know, take the stick out of your
There's
house.
The door.
There's the door. This was my interaction of the night. Dotton and Charity, presented by Mountain Dew Livewire. An obvious group date rose win. Dotton. This was great.
I loved it. Yep.
Who could possibly be mad about Dotton getting the group date rose, AB? Who among us could be mad? Aaron B.
Only Aaron an B. old grouchy Oscar the Grouch living in a garbage can. That's the only type of guy.
Are you describing Aaron B or are you describing Adrian?
Who am I talking about? Both of them. I consider them, but I started calling them halfway through this episode the old guard. Okay, the old,
they don't like
old
the new young
crotchety two. Even though Aaron B is not that old, these two are crotchety.
We watched Aaron B's day. It went really well. They fell in love with each other.
That feels like a lifetime ago. Not
it
to
does.
Cut you off.
No,
that
I
seems
agree.
Like a lifetime ago.
In the back of your mind, watching something like that. An early date goes so well, and then that person, the front runner, has mm-hmm. to watch as others pass him on the list. He has been passed. How
Going
far
first is not good.
It's kind of not.
I think I'm ready to say that. Going first means you aren't getting a date for a long ass time. It's hard
for a
to
month
keep
on Showtime, at least.
So you peak, on that date. Usually you peak on your date. Then it's all downhill from there, unless you can figure out a way to keep it going, which most people cannot.
Well, and Aaron B. at the cocktail party later
did not.
You could argue brought it to a screeching halt, whatever he had going.
Agreed.
At the house. I thought this. I thought the episode was almost over, and then they sprung this Warwick date on us after the group date. Totally forgot about Warwick.
Forgot about Warwick.
Day. Totally forgot.
Just like all the guys in the house forgot about him.
At what point did you know what path we were going down here?
I had a feeling before it started, just because of how the guys were talking about Warwick.
You don't show that if he comes back
exactly
with a rose.
You don't show that, like, how shy he is. The boys are so stunned he got this one-on-one. You don't show that if he comes back. So I was thinking he was probably going home before the date started.
Classic date location at this theme park, Belmont Park. They're in formal wear.
Tux.
Inconvenient.
Kind of weird.
Poor guy's chafing on the coasters. Sad.
That type of date.
On top of everything else. I had a feeling this was going to happen during the long montage of rides where they don't show any talk. And then that toast.
Yeah.
Which was botched, and his longest
horrible,
sense of,
a horrible toast.
That's when you knew where this was going.
Awkward silence around every corner.
Do you feel like, if you want to mount a defense of Warwick, do you think that he...
Oh, I got one. Yeah. He was tired.
I think he... Well, he was tired. Sleepy, I'm sure it was 2:30 in the morning.
He was sleepy.
Okay? I think he was probably just... When you're on TV...
He wasn't peacocky.
And you're not acting like you're on TV and talking like you're on TV. You seem dull. You seem like a background character.
On your first date, you probably do need to... It needs to be constant conversation if it's a good... If it's going to be
a There
good
were a
date.
Lot of...
It's too much dead air there.
Extended.
Too much.
This was not an editing trick, I don't think.
There was... They showed us 10-second time frames where they just were not talking. Okay? That's not good. They go into the ice cream shop room.
That's where it all fell apart.
It all fell apart. He's too boring. Had that been me? We're doing a giant ice cream sundae. We're talking a big boat. A big boat of ice cream, all different flavors. These two, because Warwick's a dud.
That's a great idea.
Just got a scoop, and it wasn't Warwick's, if you'll notice, which you probably didn't.
No. Nope.
His didn't even go over the top of the cone. He's so boring.
Well, AB, give him a break. Maybe he ate the top.
No.
Or maybe he's trying to cut sugar like yours truly.
He didn't even go over the top. Had that been me, at a minimum, you go 10 hilarious 10 scoops up. A 10 scoop cone.
You don't
cone.
Want it to fall on Charity's, you know, fur.
I know.
Shawl.
You do stuff for comedy and for, you
he
know,
gotta
excitement.
Tell me twice. I hear you.
Maybe you grab a scoop with your hand and rub it and throw it at you. Start an ice cream fight. Do something. You have to do something. It can't just be a regular trip to the ice cream shop when you have the ice cream shop to yourself.
You know,
it's an empty ice cream shop.
It was laid out.
The world is your oyster. Yeah. And you just fucking ate the oyster like normal. You just ate it.
One single oyster.
You just ate the oyster.
The funny thing is, he was not nervous. He didn't seem... We've seen nervous guys on these dates where they're sweating.
No, I just think
there's
he's
one
quiet
with
guy.
Gabby. He was just relaxing. And that was kind of a fun spin on a bad one-on-one date. This was a guy just going through the motions, enjoying himself, and not
tired.
Really making much of an effort, and tired. I love it.
Also tired.
I loved watching this date. This guy was relaxing. Making no effort.
he was making no effort to get to know her.
Their sit down, she'd ask him some questions and he didn't really say much. And then
sometimes
she'd
he wouldn't answer.
Well,
I don't know if that was an editing trick, obviously,
but
come on. Sometimes he wasn't answering.
Guy was probably effervescent. My favorite part was when Charity goes, well, thanks for sharing all that, and then walks him out, more or less. And he didn't seem to care one way or the other. He's like, oh, fine. This is fine by me. It's
this
late.
This has been a great day. I'm tired. I'm ready for this to be over.
Big fan of this date. Huge fan of Warwick. It's been a while since
we've
had an
odd... You're going to say huge fan of Warwick?
Yeah, this was hilarious. We haven't had an oddball one-on-one date in forever. And now his paradise intro writes itself. He shows up, he walks down the stairs. Jesse goes like, "Work, how you feeling, man? Like, you have anything to say, blah, blah." And he just shrugs and walks down and doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything for the whole first day in paradise. Mysterious, quiet Warwick. Someone's going to crack the code in paradise with Warwick, and then they're going to ride off into the sunset.
I wrote here, this is such a bad date, and Warwick performed so poorly that I can't even imagine him on paradise. That's what I wrote here.
I can't. Yeah, I can. Look at him.
She walks him to the Tahoe. He gets in. It looks like he's kind of crying, but no, he's just like legitimately very tired.
Yawning tears.
He's rubbing his eyes, but it's from tiredness. He does not care at all about being sent home.
I wrote here, let him sleep, please. Stop pestering him with these questions.
Yeah.
Let the man sleep.
I wrote here, this wasn't a fair date. He was too tired. That's what I...
They're playing games with
him. That's the work apologist take. This wasn't fair. It was too late.
Give him
a daytime date and let's see what he can do.
I love work.
Back is at Warwick the house. The guy you said could be the bachelor?
Yeah.
Is that what
I said, we'll keep an eye on Warwick. Babe alert. I stand by the Babe alert, obviously.
Babe alert obviously still stands.
Babe alert will be the rest of his life.
But the bachelor just is an impossibility at this point.
Yeah. I've truly never been more off on a prediction.
Yes, you've never been more wrong on a bachelor prediction.
Well, they had a social media post where it was like, get to know Warwick. I'm like, oh, what are they doing here with this guy? Turns out setting him up to be clown for eternity unless he gets redemption. Back at the house. Some fallout from that unsurprising send home. There is a scene here where Brayden, you know, gets in some hot water, you could say. Warm water. He's telling the guys, I'm not 100% sure I can get on one knee after this. What do you make of that?
I don't know if I can get engaged after this. Like, I know I can commit to being in a relationship, but I don't know about engagement. I wrote here, seems reasonable.
This is a frequent storyline. And these...
I don't think it should be a bad thing for the lead to hear that someone doesn't want to get engaged necessarily. He's not even putting his foot down on the engagement. He's just...
It's not certain.
Maybe I'm just an apologist. Flashy guy has got me tricked.
Yeah, mesmerized. Yeah, well, you're mesmerized by his earrings. I tend to agree, AB. This is always presented as, wow, this person...
Can't believe he said that.
Can't commit. Oh, they're not ready to... What are you even doing here if you're not going to propose? That's what Aaron B. and others feel. Wasting our time if you're not going to get on one knee. And the show, of course, doesn't like when people approach us with a reasonable attitude.
And the leads usually think of it even worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aaron B. is naturally put off by this because he's already proposed. He has a pocket proposal on the books.
It's true.
Let's move to the cocktail party. Brayden has a look that I would describe as tasteful Tom Sandoval. He's added a wispy mustache to the face that I didn't think he had in him. This is a two-day mustache. Came out of nowhere. Coupled with
tasteful
a pair of dangly
Tom
earrings.
Tom Sandoval.
Dangly earrings that may or may not be slices of geodes. Or some other
they're geodes. I don't think they may or may not have been. I think those were geodes.
There's something.
Geode earrings.
Adjacent, at least.
Adjacent those to were, geodes. Those were some sort, maybe an opal? I don't know. But it was
from
geode
the
adjacent, for certain. Those
no notes
had
on
to
this
be
outfit.
Cracked open to see that.
They certainly did.
Whatever they were.
Dusted off gently by an archaeologist. These would make great earrings for a man like Brayden.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, terrific. A+. Joey. How about Joey with this one-on-one
time? This guy Joey has a good head on his shoulders. I tell you what. He's got a good perspective of the whole situation. He says, I just got to keep putting myself out there. That's the only way I'll really know if Charity is the right person for me. Good on you, Joey. This guy gets it. I like Joey.
He shows her a letter from his deceased grandfather. Keep him up when things are down.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent eye contact, verbally
Absolutely.
Noted by both parties.
He's always an eye contact guy. We know that. Charity knows that.
Charity knows it. Charity feels it.
Mm-hmm.
they do this thing where they ramp up to a kiss. They discuss what's about to happen with their kiss. They're like, oh, I'm not going to break the record this time. And then they smooch.
Mm-hmm.
Joey is on a roll. Joey pops in on the show for 1 minute. He doesn't get much to the camera. He's not in the controversy. But Joey's solid. He's on fire right now.
Mm-hmm. I agree. He's got no negatives right now. And that he's might be the only one I can say that about.
His negative is that he lives in Hawaii.
And
not the worst negative in the world.
No, it's not.
Tell us what you think about Xavier's scarf.
Okay, Rim. Number one, it's ugly.
It's
number
ugly.
Number two, it's too big.
You can
number
say
three,
that.
What is she going to do with that right now? Number four,
they're in San Diego.
He lied about knit. This is the first time he's ever given someone something he's knit. No one knits recreationally and can make that and hasn't ever given something to someone. Everyone that knits gives people stuff. I'm calling him a liar.
Yeah. Maybe I think that's all I got. Maybe he
mostly
meant
it's ugly.
Those are all valid points, though.
He said, I have never given anyone anything like this. Was this your first time knitting? Because the first thing you made, I bet you gave to someone. Nobody knits that well, that quickly.
And keeps it all for themselves.
What do you need 100 scarves for? This guy made a scarf so quickly, I know he's made dozens. Mm-hmm. He's a liar.
The scarf, not even talking.
I already talked about it, but it's ugly. I don't want to get too much into that. That was an ugly scarf. Where are the colors? She threw that in the trash. I would have thrown it in the trash on my way from talking to him.
Maybe she's probably using it as a shower rug in the hotel.
Yeah, that's a towel. That's an oil rag.
Yeah, she's changing the oil in the convertible. Other than that, Xavier seems really sweet, soft-spoken, good-looking guy.
I like Xavier.
Give him a chance.
All the things I set aside.
I like him.
I like Xavier.
If he were more involved in the season, he'd be high up on my list.
Agreed.
Knitting is a good thing to have in your character repertoire.
Knitting is a great thing to do in the Bachelor House. Pass the time. Mm-hmm. Create things. It's fun, I'm sure.
Give them out to people constantly.
Give them out to everyone. This isn't the first person on the show that he's knitted something for yet.
Probably. Brayden. What's up, baby girl? What's up? It's Brayden, baby.
Check these earrings.
Ooh.
All natural, baby.
Yeah. Anthropology.
A true star in the making.
Yeah. I don't care if he's in the making. I don't care if he's a shooting star. I'm just soaking up every moment.
He's electric.
The baseball is on her nightstand, AB.
That's what she said. Yep.
And I bet maybe...
I don't think she's lying.
One night, two nights, who knows? It's on her pillow. Next to her in the queen bed. It's on her pillow. She sleeps. She reads that message. She sets the pillow down on the pillow next to her and thinks of her life with Brayden, potentially.
I can't say you're wrong.
If you ignore the shirt tie combo, now I understand most of our discussion about Brayden is what he's wearing, but I'm not going to ignore it. It might be the best. This might be the best look in Bachelor history. And maybe that's controversial, but I was astonished by this tasteful Tom Sandoval look. Middle part, curls to the side.
What do you have going on?
Roman Reigns, wetness in the hair. Well, it's the same thing we already described at the top. It just was a, you know, it was a great look.
Yeah.
they were kissing, and he even got like a Brian McKnight beat. I mean, he's probably in the editing room giving him recommendations for the music. He had a, quote, bomb time kissing her, and he's smitten. Anything else on Brayden? A.K.A. the other white guy in third base? Not MC Search, but the other guy. Pete Nice?
No, I don't think I have anything right now. Oh, I noted here, I think of Brayden kind of like I thought of a mid-90s heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels, Rim. Mm-hmm. When he really took off with his HBK gimmick, he moved away from his other stuff, his rockers and stuff like that. He got flashy earrings. He wore flashy clothes. And most importantly, the ladies loved him. And he said it, not me, and their boyfriends loved to hate him. Abram. That's Brayden. The ladies love him. Their boyfriends love to hate him. Heartbreak Kid, Brayden.
Yeah, I agree. Brayden does remind me of the late 90s wrestling character implied to be a gigolo. I totally agree.
Yes.
A man who gets
the sexy boy. The man known as the sexy boy.
The sexy boy. The sexy boy, the heartbreak kid. That's right.
How about Aaron B saying, you know what? I can't deal with this anymore. I must tell Charity about Brayden's wrong reasons.
Hater alert. Hater alert.
Would you say this is winner behavior?
No.
Not even close.
Not at all. Nope.
He's fresh off the first one-on-one of the season, and this is where we find him.
It was sad to see someone with so much potential be backed into the corner by Brayden and, like, his electricity that he felt he had to do something like this.
Brayden didn't even do anything to him. Just his presence was like, I need to stop
this. I
got to
do something. I got to do something.
He says Brayden is here for the wrong reasons. I'm not even sure. If you take the worst possible view of Brayden.
Which we aren't doing.
But if you do, I'm not even sure engagement hesitation is a wrong reason.
Well, for people like Aaron, the reason you come on the show is to get engaged. So if you specifically are not willing to get engaged, you are in their minds here for the wrong reasons. Now, that is not reasonable to anyone looking from the outside, but that's, I think, what he's thinking is the fact that you're not willing to get engaged. The reason of the show is to get engaged, so you are not here by the letter of the law.
Yeah.
For the right reasons. That's what those old crotchety bastards are thinking.
Yeah. MB pulls Charity and he...
Hater!
Very solemnly puts his right hand in the middle of her back. Respectful zone of her back and says, I need to tell you about Brayden. Aaron B tells Charity that Brayden is unsure of her. And he's been vocal about not wanting to be with someone who has dated 20 of his friends. Not ready for engagement.
I don't think that's even what he said. As a Brayden apologist, clearly. Mm. I watched it back and that is not what Brayden said.
Which point? There are 3 points there.
He doesn't want to be with someone who's dated 20 of his friends. He said he isn't sure if he can get engaged at the end of this to someone that is dating 20 of his friends. He specifically said he can date someone after this.
Yeah, you're riding hard.
Implying engagement could be down the road. I just don't want to get engaged in this specific scenario right now. And he never specifically said anything negative about Charity this episode. Maybe last episode, though.
Well, the statement earlier, but that was last episode. I'm unsure of her character. Technically, that was last episode.
Yeah,
but
that was the last
I think
episode.
And also, to be fair to not wanting to get engaged, of course, that's rational. That's not a, you know, unfair statement to make. However, it is very important. Like, we've seen leads repeatedly.
It is important to most leads.
Very much value. All of them want to propose or be proposed to with a reasonable expectation of acceptance in the finale. No lead is cool with waiting.
No,
that's
true.
That's the game. That's the Neil Lane ring. That's the whole potential future earnings part of it. And I personally think that Brayden, if he makes it to the end, would propose.
There are so many reasons to get engaged on this show.
We've been through them all. But that's why the lead would be...
Yeah.
Not cool with
why the
any kind
upset.
Of hesitation. Yeah,
that's
fine.
And I'm fine with the leads having that opinion.
The statements that Aaron B. told Charity about Brayden, I felt were more or less true. You could quibble about...
Yeah, that's fair.
Not wanting
okay.
to... Okay. I thought they were true statements. And I also think Brayden made those statements to Charity, except the being unsure of her thing. Mm-hmm. They had discussed, he even said, I questioned the character. This is, we're hardcore riding for Brayden. But I just want to lay it out.
Yeah, that's fair.
Charity, upset by this, ends the one-on-one time with Aaron B. Aaron B, having sunk his chances at winning, returns to the group. Brayden says, what's going on, man? Trusted friend? How
trusted
are you?
Friend, Aaron B.
Aaron B says, I got to be straight up with you. I had to tell Charity. I had no choice. You, my hands were tied.
You left me no choice.
Meanwhile, Charity doesn't understand why Brayden's even here if he's not ready to get engaged. To the camera, she even threatens, I might remove this man's date, Rose.
That'd be something.
That would be quite the moment, but did you think that ever was going to happen?
No.
If it was?
I think he would have taken it before the rose ceremony, wouldn't you?
Before the rose ceremony, yeah.
And then you give him the rose back.
And then you give him the final rose. So the fact that's what they should have done.
Yeah, they should have taken it from him and then given it back. You're not going to... It wouldn't make sense for her to take that rose and then give it to one of the guys she was going to send home. That'd be weird.
Yeah. I don't feel that Brayden sends Rose to the level of we must end this relationship.
He does keep coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be a problem with him. One more, and he's probably, like, fucked. If someone brings him up again, no matter how severe we think his crimes are, he's probably completely done for. You can't keep coming. It's only been, is this the third episode? Is this the fourth episode? Yeah. What episode are we in? This is the third episode, and he's come up in two of them?
You can't keep it has to be new information, though. It has to be a new quote.
It
has to be a
new something.
It can't be Brayden's not sure about getting married, because that's like this is going to be the third time they've talked about that. And every time they talk about it, they leave on the same page. So I don't think he's in that much danger.
I think if someone brings him up again, he is done for.
Wow.
I really
do. Well, I hope that's not the case.
I do too.
Get this man on the straight and narrow. While still coloring outside the lines a little bit.
Brayden, you just gotta quit talking to these guys. You gotta quit sharing your feelings with the guys.
Unprompted, fellas, you know, I don't know if I'd get engaged. Nobody asks. What are you doing? You're sinking yourself.
Why does he
keep
doing this?
Keep that to yourself. Okay, a couple things before we get to the roast ceremony then. Aaron B, losing popularity with the group. Not just maybe with Charity, but the guys are upset that he's taking the time
away. Yeah, the boys are mad at Aaron.
Then there's a one-on-one with Brayden. Did anything here? I think Brayden made some solid points here. Sue me. Every time, his main defense of these new R&B accusations are, it seems to be, one, this is not new information. You know how I feel about this. And two, the others don't value the gravity of engagement the way I do. On this show, if you're not totally sure about engagement at any point, you're the screwed up one. You're the one with the priorities out of whack.
Yep.
Brayden is arguing the opposite is true. Those who are willing to get engaged to you prior to your first date together, they're not taking it seriously, in fact.
Yeah.
Which I would agree with.
That's fair.
I think Charity is not as upset with Brayden as maybe it seemed.
Probably
I think
not.
She kind of likes his confident honesty.
He might not have told her exactly what he said to the boys. But he said something, again, adjacent to what he... I mean, she basically understands that he may not be ready for engagement. That's been her concern all along. So I don't... This is not new information.
It's not new. It's not new. The fallout from this cocktail party conflict was Aaron lost standing, I think, with Charity and of lesser importance, the group. That's my opinion.
Agreed.
Brayden's where he was.
I don't know if Brayden is right where he was. This is the second episode in a row where we get down to the last rose and the show is teasing Brayden going home. That's usually not a good sign. He's just getting too mixed up in this stuff now.
He's mixed up.
One more and you're
strike
tangled.
Three, you're out.
You're fucking tangled up with a knot.
She's got other good options. She's got other great options.
Exactly. Eventually, it's just not worth it, you know?
The date roses are, Brayden has a one-on-one, but it has an asterisk. Dotton has a group date rose.
We love Dotton.
The implication here is that Charity may remove Brayden's rose, his group date rose, and send him home.
No, his one-on-one rose.
His one-on-one, excuse me. And that was kind of the final rose tease of this.
Mm-hmm.
So she hands out the roses. Aaron B, Caleb, Xavier, Joey, Michael, John, Sean, Tanner. because of the way they tease this, for a brief moment, I thought Brayden didn't get a rose because they're making it seem like Brayden's fate is up in the air.
Hmm. But he already had a rose.
He already had a rose.
They went to a commercial after all the roses have been given away as if they're teasing that she's then going to take his rose and give it to someone else. That just didn't make any sense to me. That tease did not work.
It didn't work at all. And I felt odd watching everyone in the new room. Everyone's knew the roses there. Had been dispersed. So they had to stand around while she left.
Yeah.
And Foe debated whether or not to take a rose from Brayden and then give it to
one of us that doesn't have a rose.
Come on. Pick a guy, Jason, whatever his name was. I mean, be serious. This was never going to happen.
I agree.
So Brayden's sticking around, of course.
Of course.
No roses are Warwick from the date. James. And I think, very sadly, Adrian and Aaron S.
The old guard.
Really an unceremonious end for two kind of crucial characters early.
We thought Adrian... Didn't we? Did I say Adrian in
2-on-1?
Brayden 2-on-1? Is that what I said? Well, I guess now we could get Adrian, or we could get other Aaron. Aaron B. Aaron B. Brayden 2-on-1. But yeah, this is for John Jones. He was a big part of the first two episodes, I feel like. Nothing this episode, and then just sent home.
Do you personally like Brayden more or less after this episode?
Every second I see Brayden, I like him more, if that answers your question. Brayden has reached a point where he's on Caleb's level. Brayden's up there. He's an all-timer. He's a Mount Rushmore guy.
I think he's an all-timer. Yeah.
It's like the people talking about Wembanyama. I see something very special with this kid. Something that doesn't come around very often, Rim. For decades. You might not see another Brayden for decades or in your lifetime. You see a handful of the guys like him coming around to a dating show on ABC only a couple times in my life. Okay.
There will be a time, of course, when it happens with all of them, where you have your fill and you're done. Maybe like there was Jordan, the model, you had eventually. Your fill. That guy eventually sunk his own ship. That happens with all of them. Brayden will do that.
Of course.
But right now.
Of course he will. We all know how this is ending with Brayden.
You think he's going to ride off into the sunset in love? No. It's going to be controversial. It's going to be upsetting. There's no way this ends.
We're
going to
look like idiots supporting him at the end of this.
No. Whatever ends up taking him down, I'm not in favor of. What I like so far prior to this episode was I was pro Brayden, the visual character, the fun kid. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like it. Now I am pro Brayden, the ethicist.
Yeah.
The truth teller.
He's speaking the truth. I'm sorry if you don't want to listen.
The philosopher. The sturdy column in the howling, swirling wind of reality TV. The man who looks around and says, you people are the crazy ones. I'm the one who values engagement. Everyone else is all out of whack. When he said, I'm questioning her character after the group date, I understand why that is upsetting. That is shades of Luke P. and Yosef. Truly like... stomach-turning characters that people genuinely don't like.
Sure.
I don't believe he believes that. I don't think he was questioning her character for participating in the group date. I think that's just something that antagonists say. I think he knows that. It's happened a million times on the show. If it was sincere, a la Luke P. or Yosef or whoever, he would have been more forceful about leaving. He would have held her feet to the fire, which is as we've seen with those guys, and those are like nasty scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just flapping his gums. When the cameras are on at the house, he's just yammering. I don't think he meant it. I don't. I'm serious. I don't. Anything else, AB?
No, I don't think so.
Let's go to the mailbag. 773-234-7794. Question last week, for those not tired of hearing our opinions on Brayden, was what do you think of Brayden? Thanks to everyone who wrote in. Can't get to all of them, but we appreciate the thoughtfulness with which many of these were written. Paige from California starts us off. I hate Brayden.
Mm.
Genuinely annoyed when he's on the screen. But I sincerely hope he's here for the long haul. This season is already giving me Hannah Brown vibes, and I hope Brayden is the next Luke P. So Paige hopes Brayden is Luke P. Because Would he like him or not, memorable television.
Yes, he was.
Page finishes, utterly unbearable, and keeps coming back when the lead is over it, but makes for all-time TV. Thank you, Page. That, of course, was written before the one-on-one date with Braden. I think we would all agree that Charity's not over it with Braden. Taylor from Maryland. Listen up, Braden apologists. He was totally out of pocket during the scene where he confronts Charity about the kissing date.
I agree.
If you run that scene back, you'll hear him say, I had a lot of doubt in your character to some degree. Excuse me? Three question marks. Had me yelling next. Three exclamation marks. I'm no stan of wet blanket Adrian, but I think that quote gives some credibility to the idea that Braden's classless comment was indeed about Charity herself, not a general comment he made about the date, which I claimed. That being said, inject more Braden-involved drama directly into my veins, please. Great season so far. Thank you, Taylor. So that's kind of two for two.
I think that's fair. He was acting like it was Charity's fault that this producer-driven date that they planned was her idea. There's no chance that Charity was like, I want to break the Bachelorette kissing record. This was just the date they planned, and then obviously she's gonna not do it.
With everyone watching, that big was a deal. The real key is that they all had to stand there close by watching.
Well, yeah. They could have turned around.
Thank you, Taylor. Christy from Canada. Braden is perfect casting for the show, perfect all caps. He is cute and charming enough with Charity that we're not questioning her judgment in keeping him around. But that's a key point. But irritating enough that he gives us someone to root against. In episode 1, I didn't agree with Nehemiah saying Braden was arrogant. But after seeing episode 2, I now think he was spot on, Nehemiah, Charity's brother.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot
Braden
about
is here to put on a show, and I am here for it. If he's not on the beach, I'll be shocked. Thank you, Christy. Bridget from Connecticut. Braden is the worst. I could deal with his shtick if I felt it was authentic. The feather earrings and big scarves. But my issue is I feel he is doing the most simply for attention. When Jesse calls you out for being a D-bag, you know you're a D-bag. Next. Braden's getting nexted left and right here.
I like how next is catching on, at least.
I love it. That's the good news. Thank you, Bridget. 913 area code. Don't get me wrong. If I was the Bachelorette, I would be sending him home the second I saw those insane earrings blowing in the breeze. Well, 913 is a hater as well. But as a viewer, I'm excited to have a, quote, villain that doesn't feel like every other villain. I think he truly is there for the right reasons, but just doesn't know how big of a douche he comes across as. Or maybe he does and just doesn't care. Either way, he feels completely original and like something we haven't seen before. Thank you, 913.
The best thing about people like Braden and the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels and others we've seen, not often, but we see sometimes, is, yeah, they're huge douchebags. But we love them for it, for how flashy they have gone. They've gone past douchebag with their flash that they've actually turned it into a lovable quality about them. Yes, he is probably terrible to be around, but on my television screen, he's great.
Maybe his douche behavior and all his earrings and his peacocking, maybe that's covering up something, a lack of confidence inside.
Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe we'll dig into that.
That's interesting to think about.
913 made a point that I kind of agree with, which is Braden is an antagonist, a villain, the bad guy. But it's not like gross. I don't feel gross enjoying his presence on my screen. Yeah, I may have crossed a line or here or two, but I don't think his sins rise to the level of like, get this appalling person off our screens. I don't think that. Thank you, 913. 510 area code. Braden is that charming guy you know you're never going to seriously date, but you somehow fall for him anyway. Your friends don't trust him. He's dating 10 people and ultimately ghosts you, but you still want to hook up with him. Basically, I'm saying, Braden for Bachelor in Paradise, please. Thank you, 510. Chelsea from Maryland, I would first like to thank you for giving me a safe space to discuss my love of Braden. The edit wants us to hate him, but I'm not falling for it. He's giddy for her and is super sweet to Charity, and everything he says wouldn't seem bad if he had positive music behind it. All he does wrong, in quotes, is talk about how weird the situation is and is open with his insecurities. Not bad in my book. I also have to disclose, and this is important, AB, that I think he's super hot, all caps, which is probably coloring a lot of my opinion, LOL. Thank you, Chelsea. I agree. I have more room for Braden misbehavior because he is tasteful Tom Sandoval. I will not, I'm not going to pretend otherwise.
Absolutely.
Adriana from New Jersey. Braden is my favorite contestant to come across this show maybe ever, among the ranks of Pilot Pete and Blake Moynes. He's entertaining, hot, harmless, and is 100% himself, and in my opinion, has the most chemistry with Charity so far, which is the best part. They seem genuinely giddy about each other, and I would love to see him make it to the end for the chaos. I'll be devastated if he goes home, but I can only hope we'll get to see him on the beaches of paradise where he will thrive. Star emoji. Gleaming star. Thank you, Adriana. Kayleen from Boise. Okay, so I'm a low-key Braden apologist. Do I think he seems annoying as hell to live with? Double question mark, yes. But I do think he's just one of those guys that's just young and doesn't think before he talks. I think he means well. He's not a match for Charity, though. Anyways, enough about that, and let's move on to Braden's style. I feel like a lot of us always complain when men don't put effort into their clothes, but when someone does, everyone makes fun of him. Braden's giant earrings aren't my personal style, but I can appreciate that he put in some effort to stand out. Please don't Christina Mandrell Braden, Christina Mandrell as a verb, and send him home ASAP. He's good TV. Thank you, Kayleen. Leanne from Boston. Braden is a walking red flag. When they showed that clip of him saying that being in love is selfish, but he thinks it's okay to be selfish, I don't even recall that clip. I had flashbacks to so many guys I met in college. Faux deep, pretends to be super chill to hang out with, but is actually a jerk. In parentheses, and he can sound smart, and he doesn't really have much, but he doesn't really have much to say. The earrings and weird outfits are there to reinforce the sort of artsy and alternative cool guy vibes. Good for drama on the show, but bad for dating. Thank you, Leanne. Julia from LA. My thoughts are irrelevant. Clearly, Charity has a bad for him. She couldn't keep her hands off him night one, and she is totally smitten. Do I think the earrings will sink him in her eyes? I do. I thought he was very attractive night one, but I cannot with these earrings and crazy outfits. I wanted him to be the glasses king we've always dreamed of, but alas, he can only be the earrings god, and that's a bridge too far for me. Thank you, Julia. Jenna from New York, I love Braden because he isn't denying the fact that he gives off a douchey frat boy vibe. He fully embraces his golden retriever boy personality. It irritates me when contestants are around 22 and 23 years old but act like they're 40 and hold back their personalities to act more mature. Braden is here to possibly find love but also have a good time, and I'm here for it. Thank you, Jenna. Kelly from Cincinnati, Braden's earrings, I cannot. It has to be a bit, right? Something to get people talking and tweeting about him. And it's working because I hate them. Side note, some other podcasts did not get the Austin 316 reference and thought it was just a Bible thing. Wow, wow.
Wow, that's too bad.
Well, number one Bachelor Recap podcast.
Embarrassing.
pro wrestling references nearly every episode. Thank you, Kelly. Amy from Delaware, this is the last one. I played classical piano my whole life, so I feel qualified to comment.
Oh, here
the
we
keyboard
go.
Here
we go.
This tough look for Aaron. The keyboard shown in Aaron's opening package is very basic. It's a very basic keyboard. And it does not have all 88 keys. Humiliating.
Well, no. That wasn't his
keys.
That wasn't his keyboard, Rim.
At his home. At his home. Keyboard at his home. And I'm pretty sure that he did bring it. In fact.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the one he was playing for.
It continues. Any serious piano player would not have such a basic instrument. Maybe the most fierce burn I've ever
heard. Wow, she's
heard.
Flaming this man.
One piano player to another.
Torching him.
I watched the first footage of him playing several times and can confirm that he was playing the exact same thing he played later for Charity. It gets worse by the sentence. Aaron admitted to learning to play by ear. No shade on Aaron. Which I think it's too late for that.
What do you mean? You torched him.
Basic keyboard error. No shade.
You burned him to a crisp.
But the fact that the producers had him include this as a big part of his life was a stretch. He probably only knows that one little ditty.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Wow.
Thank you,
what
Amy.
Was that? Amy?
Amy from Delaware.
Thank you, Amy. That's great. Great stuff.
773-234-7794. What's the question for next week?
I only like two people on the show, and I'm so entrenched in them that I can't even look past them. I'd like to know what, who other people are like. Who should I keep my eye on? I don't even know the cast, really.
Who do you like?
I'm just so tunnel
Name
vision.
Name the cast members. That's my question.
Can you tell me who the cast members you like are, please?
Who are we overlooking?
Who am I overlooking with all my Brayden and Caleb love?
And Dotton.
And Dotton too. Don't include any of those three.
773-234-7794. Yeah, tell us who you like. Who are we overlooking? Scold us for still liking Brayden.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Bachelor headline of the week?
Yes, I do, Rim. Something to keep an eye on from Variety.
Brayden to host Wheel of Fortune? Brayden unseats Ryan Seacrest?
Former Bachelorette star Katie Thurston joins F Boy Island season 3, which is now on the CW, apparently. Which is where shows go to die. When they announce Bachelor Bachelorette is moving to a new time at a new location and it's CW, just fucking throw
Pack
the dirt over the top of them. They're dead.
Pack it in. I'll just delete the RSS feed and pretend it's never happened.
Yep. I'm interested, though. I've heard good things. I feel about F Boy Island.
It's great.
How is this? Can you explain how this is there a lead? Is she the lead of F Boy Island?
That's, there were, I think, two or three leads on the season I watched.
Okay, so maybe she's just one of the she's one of the leads.
I think so. Although there is an upcoming F Girl Island.
She said she was on F Boy Island.
She's one of the leads then. Yeah, you can't ever be a contestant. That's crazy.
Wow. So a bachelorette being the lead of another dating show, that's interesting to me.
F-Boy Island, great show. I would check that out. I will keep an eye on that.
I got my eyes on this for sure.
Power rankings. A reminder that these are likelihood of winning.
I needed that reminder.
Yeah, these are not how much we like them. Starting with 6 this week, I added a spot, and it's for Xavier.
Interesting.
We always talk about a late riser. It might be a myth at this point. I don't even know if it's a
if it's a thing,
consistent thing. But
is Peter still here?
I don't know who I don't know who this man is.
No, I'm thinking of Tanner.
Tanner, yeah.
I'm
Tanner
getting my white guys mixed up on this show.
Well,
I'll tell you that.
That tends to happen to you. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you that.
Not the first time. Won't be the last. We're gonna go Xavier number 6. Number 5, last week's number 1, Aaron B., plummeted out of the hometown zone.
Plummeted.
I just don't like what I'm seeing. It's not only getting involved in the muck, in the drama with, a competitor. Let someone else handle that. There are plenty of all the bottom tier guys who are upset that they're not getting any time. They could have done what you did.
He should be talking someone else. He should be talking someone else into doing that as a last-ditch effort to get a rose. Not the guy who is guaranteed a rose, who's already had a one-on-one. You're right.
And there's a little bit of, tinge of... I think he feels, a little bit of, ownership of the charity relationship in a way. Like, he's upset that... He said something to the effect of, I can't have someone walking around with a rose who's not charity's bet. It's like, yeah, you can. It ain't your house.
Sure you can.
She gave him a rose. They talk.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. The key is letting not contenders take care of that.
Absolutely.
Get them to do your dirty work. Mm-hmm. So Aaron B5. He can definitely move back up, but I didn't like this episode. John, number 4. Brayden, number 3.
Keep an eye on John.
Keep an eye. Brayden, number 3. Dotton, number 2.
Mm. Joey.
I almost put Dotton, number 1, but then I remembered I promise he won't win. And Joey, number 3. I can see Joey winning.
I promise you Joey, number 1, won't win.
I promise it. Yeah, I'm certain of it.
We have his whole story arc laid out. And I would put a bet on it.
I'd bet my life that's how it plays out. There's no way Dotton wins. There's also no way he goes home.
No, he's not going home early.
Top 5. Mm-hmm. No.
Agreed.
And I put Joey, number 1.
All right, mine, Rim. Number 4, John. I got my eye on John. He's an interesting component who I think has room to rise even from there. I really can see some things happening with John. Number three, Dotton. I think he'll make hometowns, but again, yeah. I bet my life that he does not win this season of The Bachelorette. Number two, Joey. These are guys that I could see winning. Number two, Joey. Number one, wow. Braden Rim. Okay.
Wow.
Number Shook one is Braden.
Shook up the world.
It is. When you have a shooting star amongst your presence, sometimes they just win. Now, do I think they'll end up together? No. But I could see Braden at this point, as long as he stays out of the trouble, which is going to end up being why he falls from my power rankings next week, I assume. But right now, the feelings that she has, they're higher for Braden than they are for anyone else. And I don't know that it's even remotely close right now. I mean that.
I agree. That happened after her one-on-one with Aaron B, though. Whoever get, like, let's say John gets the next one-on-one next week, we'll be saying, wow, how can anyone
win? I don't
win
know that
John?
I really, I believe I said I don't think he's going to win either. I didn't feel it with John, with Aaron as much as I think some other people did.
Okay. Good power rankings, AB.
Yeah. Braden number one.
Real TV Fantasy scoring. Our fantasy league is up and running. Shout out to Peter, the app creator, who is in the chat responding to inquiries and updating the app as necessary. That is white glove like you read about. Thank you, Peter. Real TV Fantasy. Two people tied for the win this week, separated by a single point once again from the remaining finishers. House of Carlo from Erica. And Champagne in the Face by Christina. You both get stickers.
Wow, congratulations.
AB's checking his score. Message us
I can't
in the mailbag
it.
Or on
I
Instagram.
I'm going to have to update it.
They had 114. Bachelor Windmill had 113. A couple people had 111. Final Rose from Stephanie is leading the season standings with 237. I'm currently ranked 205th out of 380. Which I'm pretty sure was my high school class rank. Right about that zone. You can still join the group and be eligible for the weekly sticker prize. Link in the description. If you want to play along. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Custom scoring. Easier to follow along. Closer scores. I am a fan of Real TV Fantasy and the experience so far.
You know the best feature of this whole app, Rim?
What?
When you go to the scoring or click or like anything that has the people, the contestants, like you're choosing your team or whatever, you can click them and it goes right to their Instagram. Pulls up in Instagram, not in a browser.
That seems like an inconvenience.
That's a feature. What do you mean?
I don't want to see their Instagrams.
Oh, you don't want to see their Instagram. You don't have to. This is just for anyone. Like right now, right, I can just click on John and I'm at his Instagram. Braden's Instagram only at 6,000 folks, so get out there and follow.
Get out there, make your voice known.
Get out there and follow Braden. He needs support, and he's gonna need it. Okay.
Thank you all for listening. Do you have anything else, AB?
I don't think so.
We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.